drumming our way through another Arizona Saturday morning right here at Rosie on the House.
Topic for this hour has been choosing the right contractor for the job. And one thing, and you've heard us talk about it, everyone is really busy right now. The amount of workload, Rosie was mentioning how the Home Depot stocks are up. COVID did not kill equity, and people are using it. They're adjusting to new working environments at home, converting bedrooms into office spaces or room additions to accommodate that, working from home. So every contractor is busy. If you're going to start right now, you know, you may not be breaking ground until after Christmas. Now, could you before? Absolutely. But by the time you get the plans done, select the contractor, get the budgeting, get the permits, you know, you're in that, you know, November, December area. Do you want to start breaking ground right then? Or do you push it till after the holidays and then start breaking ground? So it's, if you want something, don't get in a hurry either. That's another big mistake people make, is they get this time frame in their mind that they want it done by a certain amount of time, and then they try and push the contractor into doing that, and the contractor who's maybe trying to get the job and win your business might commit and
let's do the demo and order the cabinets. Oh man, that's a disaster waiting to happen. But let's just get started. Let's just get started.
No. It leads to a massive amount of stress that you don't need. And the point of doing the remodel is to increase the effectiveness of your home and your living environment and be a comfortable living space while you're at home. Don't make it a nightmare to get there.
Absolutely. So I've given you a couple key questions to ask contractors you're interviewing. Here's another really key question. I think this boils it right down to the very essence of your decision process. When you're talking to your contractor candidates and the referrals they gave you of clients they've recently completed jobs for, ask the clients, were they on time? Did they finish on time? Were there many days where nothing got done? You should be able to get a written schedule from your contractor. And you ought to plan on meeting that contractor at least once a week for an hour together, one-on-one. This is what got done last week. This is what's going to get done today. This is what's going to get done next week. But if a contractor can hold to schedule, he's eliminated 90% of the problems that are going to occur in a remodeling project. And starting a job before you have everything on hand is a perfect recipe for disaster. Get your materials selected. Get them ordered. Perfect example. A very successful contractor friend of mine in Hollywood called me 2 months ago, and he said, Rosie, I have 9 kitchens started. All 9 cabinet packages are sitting in 2 semi-trucks crossing Texas. One of the drivers decided he was going to go home and self-quarantine, parked a semi-truck of cabinet at a roadside rest area in Texas, called his wife in Illinois to come pick him up and take him home.
Wow.
He says, Rosie, so if you was me, what would you do now? I said, well, I'd be flying a helicopter to the roadside rest area in Texas. I'd be starting me up a truck is what I'd be doing. Well, I hope the lessons and the questions and the tricks we've taught you in this last hour will protect you from seeing or experiencing or living through a disaster at your home by making the wrong choice of the wrong contractor. more, one more hour of Rosie on the House. Stay tuned.